Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. Listen to these three words. Una excursión, un error, and un autobús. These are just three words. They're going to help us get started today. So una excursión is like an excursion, and more commonly in English, we would say a trip. A trip. Una excursión. Un error is an error. And again, more commonly, we would say a mistake. So, un error, a mistake. Un autobús, a bus. Okay, and other transports are, modes of transport are easy to use as well. Un tren, un taxi, etc. Okay, so una excursión, a trip. Un error, a mistake. Un autobús, a bus. Okay, the word for there is and there are is hay. Hay. H-A-Y. Hay. And if you are a more advanced subscriber and this seems a bit basic for you, then just hang in there because it will, the complexity will increase. So, hay, there is, or there are. So, how would you say, there's a mistake? There is a mistake. What would that be? Hay un error. Hay un error. There's a mistake. Hay un error. How would you say, there's a bus? There's a bus. Hay un autobús. Hay un autobús. There's a bus. Now, hay is there is, there are, but it's also the question, is there or are there? So how would you say, is there a trip? Is there a trip? What would that be? Hay una excursión. Hay una excursión. Is there a trip? We could add on there, is there a trip today? Hoy. H-O-Y. Hoy. Hay una excursión hoy. Is there a trip today? And to say there isn't or there aren't, we just put no at the beginning. So no hay. No hay. There isn't or there aren't. So how would you say there isn't a trip today? There isn't a trip today. What would that be? No hay una excursión hoy. No hay una excursión hoy. There isn't an excursion, there isn't a trip today. One thing to bear in mind when we're using there is and there are, or hay, is that in English there's a great tendency to use some and any with there is and there are. So we would usually say, there is some cheese in the fridge. We probably wouldn't just say, there is cheese in the fridge, although you could. Or in a question, we might say, is there any bread? Probably more likely than saying, is there bread? Okay, now in Spanish, they don't have that some and any used in that way. So it would just be, is there bread? There is bread. Is there cheese? Okay, the word for bread is pan, pan, P-A-N, pan. How would you say, there's some bread? Hay pan, hay pan. How would you say, there isn't any bread? No hay pan, no hay pan. And actually, in Spain, in some shops, you can actually see a sign notice that might say, hay pan, hay pan. And that would be somewhere that's perhaps not a bakery, and so you might not necessarily expect them to sell bread. And so they put a notice up saying, instead of saying, we sell bread, they would just say, hay pan, there's bread. Okay, the word for there was or there were. So you'll notice here that there isn't a singular or plural verb form for there is and there are. So I is there is and there are. And había in the past, there was and there were. There was, there were. Había. So how would you say there was a mistake? There was a mistake. What would that be? Había un error. Había un error. How would you say there were some problems? There were some problems. And problem is problema. Problema. So how would you say there were some problems? Había problemas. Había problemas. How would you ask the question? Were there any problems? Were there any problems? What would that be? Había problemas. Había problemas. Were there any problems? And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy-to-follow steps. Now, you may already know that yesterday is ayer. To say the day before yesterday, it's anteayer, one word, anteayer, the day before yesterday. How would you say, there was a trip the day before yesterday? There was a trip the day before yesterday. Había una excursión anteayer. Había una excursión anteayer. Now, if you're saying there was or there were, and you're talking about a particular event, then instead of using había, you would use hubo. Hubo. Now, this is much less common. I'll explain why in a second. So, if in doubt, then just go with había and you'll be right the vast majority of times. So, hubo, just for when it's an event. And the reason why it's not that common is because you don't normally use there was and there were for an event. Saying there was some cheese in the fridge, or there were some apples on the table, is not really an event. It's just describing how things were. An event would be something like there was an explosion. There was an accident. You can see how that's different from saying there was a red car outside the house. That's different from there was an explosion, or there was suddenly an explosion, or just then there was an accident. If you imagine a timeline, the accident or the explosion would be a definite dot or cross on the line, as opposed to if you're describing what there was to see in a particular town, that would be a kind of shaded in area because there's no particular event or kind of cross on that timeline. It's existing over time. So, hubo for events, there were. So, an accident is un accidente. How would you say there was an accident the day before yesterday? What would that be? Hubo un accidente anteayer. Hubo un accidente anteayer. An explosion is una explosión. How would you say there was an explosion? Hubo una explosión. Hubo una explosión. Okay, the word for there will be is habrá. Habrá, habrá is there will be. And again, singular and plural. How would you say there will be some problems? There will be some problems. What would that be? Habrá problemas. Habrá problemas. How about there won't be any bread? There won't be any bread. What would that be? No habrá pan. No habrá pan. And you probably know mañana is tomorrow. Mañana. But if you want to say there won't be any bread by tomorrow, there won't be any bread by tomorrow, that by is para. They actually use the word for. There won't be any bread for tomorrow. But we would say, by tomorrow, there won't be any bread. So how would you say that? By tomorrow, there won't be any bread. Para mañana, no habrá pan. Para mañana, no habrá pan. How would you say, by tomorrow, there won't be any problems? Or there won't be any problems by tomorrow. What would that be? No habrá problemas para mañana. No habrá problemas para mañana. And the word for food in Spanish is comida. Comida. How would you say, there won't be any food by tomorrow? What would that be? No habrá comida para mañana. No habrá comida para mañana. And how would you say, there won't be any food by then? There won't be any food by then. And the word for then is entonces. Entonces. So how would you say, there won't be any food by then? No habrá comida para entonces. No habrá comida para entonces. So by then, para entonces. How would you say, there'll be some bread by then? There'll be some bread by then. What will that be? Habrá pan para entonces. Habrá pan para entonces. There has been and there have been are two very useful phrases. And to say this in Spanish, it's ha habido. Ha habido. Ha habido. Ha habido. There has been or there have been. How would you say there's been a mistake? There's been a mistake. What would that be? Ha habido un error. Ha habido un error. And we could say a terrible mistake. Ha habido un error terrible. Ha habido un error terrible. How would you say, there have been some problems? There have been some problems. What would that be? Ha habido problemas. Ha habido problemas. There have been some problems. How about, there's been an explosion? There has been an explosion. And you don't have to think about this thing about whether it's an event or not an event, because that only applies to hubo, because it's only there in the past where you have the imperfect and preterite kind of dilemma. So for there has been, you don't have to worry about that. So there's been an explosion. What would that be? Ha habido una explosión. Ha habido una explosión. How about, there have been two trips. There have been two trips. What would that be? Ha habido dos excursiones. Ha habido dos excursiones. How about there has been only one trip? There has been only one trip. And the word for only is solo. Solo. So how would you say that? There has been only one trip. Ha habido solo una excursión. Ha habido solo una excursión. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.